一起来攻读，因为很短，让我们一起起立，好不好？攻读。
So let's arise and read together, language of your choice.
预备，请。
Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, and stand in the way the sinner takes, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates his law day and night. The person is like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and who does not wither, whatever they do, prosper.
好，各位请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们华人的文化当中，我们最喜欢的一个字，就是福这个字。
In Chinese culture, the most favorite word is blessing.
特别是在春节期间，我们都会贴一个字，那个福字哈，然后还要倒着贴的。
Especially during New Year, we like to post it in couplets upside down.
表示说福气就到了。
Rhyme with arrival.
曾经有人送我一幅百福图，就是用一百个相同的福这个字写一百种不同的字形，写变成一幅图。
Someone sent me a fortune map with 100 versions of the letter blessing into a picture.
象征说可以收到，可以得到不同种类的福气。
Signify all kinds of blessing.
但我发现我现在找不到那个福了，本来要带出来给大家看。
I lost it.
可见好像对我不管用。
It didn't seem to work for me.
好像保留那么久也没得到什么福气啊。
I had it for a while, but did not get too many blessings.
不如以后我找到的时候再送给你们。
If I found it, I would give it to you.
看你们会不会得到多一点福气。
Maybe you should receive more blessing than I do.
也许我太贪心了啊！这个一般说得一百个福气，人家说五福临门了，五福就了不起了，是不是
？I should not be too greedy for 100 blessing. Five fortunes are good enough for everyone.
好，我请问大家都知道五福临门，但是你们知道哪五福吗
？Do you know which five fortunes?
有人还知道哈，这个。五福是源自书经的红范。
It originated from Book of Books and brought statue.
第一福是长寿。
First, longevity.
第二福是富贵。
Second, wealth.
第三是康宁。
Third, health.
第四是好德。
Fourth, virtue.
第五福是善终。
The fifth, happy ending.
但不管如何，我相信我们都喜欢福气，是不是
？Regardless, we all prefer blessing. Of course.
我以为没人理我了。我们都喜欢福气，而且我们也喜欢听别人说一些祝福的话，或是我们喜欢为别人说一些祝福的话。
Also say blessing to others or hear about it.
那虽然我们所说出这些祝福的话不一定会真的来，不过我们每个人听了都舒服，是不是
？Blessing may not come, but mentioning it brings comforts to everyone.
而且不单只你只是在过年期间来为人祝福，其实随时随地都可以为人祝福的。
Not just during New Year, but anytime, anywhere.
不信你可以试试看，你每到一个地方，你说我来为你们祝福。
Try to say it everywhere you go.
你一定会大受欢迎的。
You sure will be popular.
我跟你分享一个秘诀哈，你知道磐石乐团他们在外面这个街头布道的时候，他们去庙口布道，而且还受欢迎。
So Mick the Stone was so popular even in front of Buddha's temple.
这个是很特别的，为什么？因为我来为你们祝福，连这个庙都要受祝福啊。
Because he said, I'm bring you blessings. So even the temple, they want to receive blessing.
在中文圣经和合本提到福这个字的经文呢，总共有593节。
There are 583 verses in NIV Bibles.
其中有一些经节的一节当中也出现好几个福字。
Mentioning blessing sometimes several times in a single verse.
那我们都知道，神他才是万福的源头，并且是乐意赐福的。
We all know God is the origin of blessing, and He's generous to bestow blessing.
从旧约到新约，一直都是如此。
In both Old and New Testament.
而我们也都希望成为一个蒙福的人，是不是
？We all love blessing, don't we?
我们当中应该没有人不喜欢蒙福的吧？
So every one of us loves blessing.
那问题是，我们知不知道什么才是真正的蒙福呢
？But do we know the true meaning of blessing?
蒙福真正的意义是什么呢
？So what's the true meaning?
难道只要我们对别人讲一些奉承的好话，别人就真的得到福气了吗
？Does lip service really bring blessing to others?
那我们每年过年都在讲这些福气，哪一年真正有发生了？
We greet everyone with blessing every New Year. Did it really happen?
或者以为我们只要揭露圣经那些有关福气的经文为自己多抄几遍，或者是写在卡片上， 寄给别人，啊，别人就得到福气了吗？
Or read verses of blessing in Bibles time after time, or put them in cards, letters, WeChat, Facebook to others?
好像也没有啊。
So it doesn't seem.
那这样说来，我们不就在做一些不切实际的事啊？
Then we're doing something impractical.
这好像在自己欺骗自己了。
Deceiving ourselves.
那既然我们都相信门徒那么重要，而且我们又很期待，到底我们要怎么样来正确的、健康的来看待门徒呢？
Since we all value and expect blessing, then how to regard blessing in a healthy and correct way?
所以以下呢，就是要从今天所读的经文来各位一起来分享、来学习如何拥有健康的门徒观。
Let's learn from the verses how we should have a healthy view on being blessed.
第一个是门徒不是进入富贵，而是能彻底远离罪恶。
Blessing is not about fortune, but totally away from sin.
好，我们一起来读第一节，预备，请。
Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinner takes, or sit in the company of mocker.
好，我们一般人所认知的福气，或是当我们在祝福别人提到福气的内容，通常都离不开大富大贵。
Most of us recognize blessing as being rich and famous.
好，而且在我们的潜意识里面，我们可能都有这样的一个期待。
So we expect.
那以为我们凭着我们的努力，有一天我们若是成功了，一定可以享受荣华富贵。
After hard work to succeed and enjoy fortune and comfort.
于是这就成我们一生追求的理想与目标。
The purpose and goal of our life.
可是你会发现说，有一天，假如你达到那个目标之后，你才发现，哦，原来这不是你所期待的。
However, once reaching this goal, you discover it is not what you have expected.
啊，举例来说，在中国啊，最出名的家喻户晓的人物马云。
So in China, Jack Ma is a household name.
好，他白手起家奋斗的故事也成为许多人效法的榜样。
A role model to build a fortune from scratch.
可是马云自己公开的表示，他这个今天的光景根本不是他原本啊当初所要的。
Even Jack acknowledged he had not expected what he has done.
他今天只能继续往前冲了。好像洗头洗到一半停不下来的无奈啊。
He was just forging ahead. Now he cannot rest on his laurel.
他好几次公开就是说，如果能够从头来起，他不会选择相同的路了。
If he could do it again, he will take a different path.
那当然，我们没有到达马云那样子的一个阶段，我们不能够领悟他的难处。
We have not achieved what he has done and cannot appreciate his burden.
但是我们一定知道一个道理。
But we know something.
就是人在江湖，哎，就是人在江湖，身不由己的无奈。
The unbearable lightness of being, helpless, blowing in the wind.
在那样的境界啊，没有办法不这样子做啊。
Going with the flow, not against the tide.
我听人家这样说哈，在中国你要赚到第一桶金，大多是不干不净的。
Some cynic comment that all rich men in China started with blood money.
但这句话听起来有点夸张哈，我也没有办法去证实。
Perhaps they exaggerated a bit.
但是我相信这句话背后却道出许多生意人的无奈。
With some helpless truth in business world.
我们常听人家说无商不奸，无奸不成，无奸不成商，无赌不丈夫啊之类的话。
Often people talk about no honest business people.
意思不仅说你为了进入富贵是可以不择手段的，不单只是这样。
The end justifies the means to obtain fortune.
他的意思甚至是说，你为了经营生意得到富贵，你不得不使用不好的方法。
So you have to do it.
否则你根本没有办法达到成功赚大钱的目的。
Otherwise, no way to succeed.
于是你可以看出到处在中国卖地沟油的。
So you can see in China they sell the waste oil.
欸，我告诉你，这还算有良心的欸。
So it's not too bad.
你顶多你不买他的产品哈，或是倒霉吃的，顶多拉坏肚子。
Since not everyone will buy, even you do buy it, the worst can happen is just upset stomach.
那些卖毒奶的、卖假疫苗的，去毒害那些天生无辜的小孩，他们根本逃都逃不掉这个被破坏的命运。
But those selling toxic baby formula with melanin or fake vaccine to harm innocent kids, since they cannot avoid this damage.
那我们来想一想，假如说这些人为了赚取这种丧尽天良的钱而进入大富大贵的话，我们宁愿不要，是不是？
So these people are without conscience. I cannot do
it.
With constant inner guilt and condemnation, no peace of mind.
你就算你拿到这么多的钱，你想到这些害了那么多人，你过得能够平静吗？
So can you live your life like this?
这个是福气吗？
Is this real blessing?
所以我相信真正的福气不是让你有身不由己的无奈，而是让你有选择这个脱离罪恶能力的这样子的本事。
Real blessing is the ability and knowledge to overcome sin, not helplessly falling into temptation.
这就像吸毒一样，即便你有家财万贯，可是你没有办法脱离毒瘾的辖制或罪恶的捆绑，你仍不算是一个蒙福的人。
Just as drug addiction can keep people in bondage, unable to control, even if they are so filthy rich, they are not blessed.
所以圣经所提到的福气，通常都不是与
The blessing in Bible is about quality of life, not falling prey to sin. And it's about the quality of life.
也就是能够离弃罪恶所带来的祝福。
So not falling prey to sin.
讲到圣经中的福气，我们不能不得不提到天国八福。
So in Bible, we talk about beatitude.
有一次有一个这个慕道友跑来教会说，哎，听说你们这里有八福啊，这我还说怎么八个福气啊，八福，哦，原来他在讲圣经的天国八福。So
this is beatitude in Sermon on the Mount.
说我们在外面只听过五福啊，五福里面里面还有八福啊，想要知道啊，原来八福在讲什么呢？
So it's compared to five fortunes. This is about eight blessings.
它在圣经有很重要的地位的。 因为耶稣在登山宝训的时候，首先他就提到这天国八福。
So it is important, and blessing was first mentioned in the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus.
好，那这八福呢，都不是物质上的丰富，也不是身体上的健康长寿，而是成熟的灵命塑造。
It's not about materialistic fortune, but about maturing spiritually.
或者说是天国居民的品格。
Or the character of citizen of heaven.
好，我们来看一下这八福。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are mourned, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will call children of God. Blessed are who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
这么多的福气，有这个八个福气，都不是讲到属世的这些福气。So
this is not about worldly abundance.
好，那另外也有人降低标准说，哦，以为福气既然不是这个荣华富贵，那可能是只要无灾无病啊，这就是福气啦。Some
may lower the bar that blessing is just nothing bad happened, no mishap or illness.
无灾无病当然是好。 但是圣经提到的主要福也不是指身体上的健康长寿，
But blessing in Bible is not about longevity and physical health,
而是成熟的灵命塑造，
But maturing spiritually into citizen,
或说是天国居民的品格，
Or the character of citizen of heaven.
你仔细观察这些的这个品格特质， 其实都是与能够离弃罪恶有关的。
Read carefully, these characters are all about not sinning.
因为除了这天国八福之外呢，其他圣经还有很多书提到跟这个福气都是跟品格特质有关的。
Other than beatitude, many other verses on blessing are about characters.
而且是与离弃罪恶有关的。
And not sinning.
即便这个福分可能会带来灾难或是疾病。
Even mishap and newness can come with blessing.
首先我们来读雅各书五章十一节。So
James 5:11.
我们一起来读，预备，请。As
you know, we count as blessed those who have persecuted.
好，我们来读彼得前书四章十三十四节。First
Peter 3:14. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed.
四章十四节。So
Peter 4:14. If you are insulted because the name of Christ, you are blessed. James 1:12, blessed is the one who persevere under trial, because having stood the test, the person will receive crown of life that God has promised.
但这些有福的好像都是在遭遇一些不好的事情，是不是？
So it seems like it's all about misfortune.
可是我们看见说这一些人如果他们的品格不一样，而且甚至他们能够离弃罪恶的捆绑跟辖制，这就是蒙福的。
When a person can completely rid of bondage of life and sin, they are blessed.
换句话说，当一个人能够彻底脱离罪恶的捆绑与辖制，可以活出一个讨神喜悦的品格特质，这个就是蒙福了。
When a person can completely get rid of bondage and control of sins, live a character pleasing to God, then he is blessed.
你想想看，因为他在有限的生命当中可以活出神的期待，这就是蒙福的人生了。
In his limited life, he can live out God's expectation. Then he lives a blessed life.
好，第二，蒙福不是能丰衣足食，而是能得着神的救恩。
Blessing is not about food and clothing, but salvation from God.
好，让我们一起来读第二节，预备，请。
Verses 2, blessed are those who delight in the laws of the Lord, who meditate on his law day and night.
这人便为有福。好，在世人的眼光当中，一个人若是能够心想事成，升官发达，平步青云，人生不会遭遇苦难，事业可以一帆风顺，衣食无缺，百病不侵，这就是人人所羡慕的福气。
People in the world envy prosperity, promotion, smooth sailing without hardship or challenge, abundant food and clothing, no illness, and consider these as blessing.
然后我要告诉你，圣经没有倡导我们追求以上这些福气。
Bible teaches otherwise.
反倒是一些很奇怪的传道人特爱讲一些成功神学的东西来吸引人。
Still, there are some preaching prosperity theology attracting.
甚至误导人去追求以上所谓的属世的福气。
And misleading people to pursue worldly blessing.
但是诗篇在这里却说，唯有喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But in some said, blessed are those who love only the precepts of the Lord and meditate day and night.
那为什么光是个喜爱律法，然后昼夜思想，这样就有福了？
So why so?
可能我们会觉得是不是他走火入魔了？
Is he obsessed?
已经不食人间烟火了？
To the point of nothing to do with human world.
其实喜爱神的律法背后说明一件事情，说这个人就是被神得着的人。
The one who loves the precept of the Lord is the one who gets it.
因为他知道神话语的宝贵与遵守神话语的重要。
And he treasured God's word.
所以他无论是白天晚上昼夜，他都天天可以享受在神宝贵话语当中。
So that he enjoy it day and night all the time.
他能够时时刻刻默想神的话，成为他脚前的灯。
Meditate God's word, the lamp to his feet and light to his path.
可以指引他每天前面的道路和方向。
Leading and guiding him.
因此他心里面所想的事都是有关神国的事。
He concerned only things of the kingdom of God.
而不是关于自己吃喝玩乐的私事。
And not about his own pleasure, about food and clothing.
或是追求个人丰衣足食的福气。
Or his own personal pleasure.
正如圣经所说的，在箴言十六章二十节。
As in Proverbs 16:20.
让我们一起来读，预备，请。
Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord.
好，另外又说，八章三十二节。
Proverbs 8:32. Now then, my son, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways.
好，唯有愿意谨守、遵行神的道，不离弃神的法则，这样的人才是真正有福的。
The only blessed person is the one willing to abide God's instruction and not deviate.
因为他所在乎的、看重的是讨神喜悦的人生。
Because he cares and values a life pleasing to God.
他所追求的是永恒的事物，而不是现今短暂的享受。
A pursuit eternity instead of a temporal pleasure.
他能够蒙神进入救恩的拯救当中呢，比起世上任何短暂的享乐和昙花一。现般的荣华富贵都来得有价值跟意义。
He accepts God's salvation into grace, which is more valuable and meaningful than all the fleeting fortune and pleasure in this temporal world.
保罗他分享他的理念，同样也是这样认为的。
Paul also shared that blessing.
他说我们的福气并不是依靠我们自己行为所得到的任何一切。
Was not about work.
而是能够蒙神拯救，被称为义的人。
And we are made righteous by faith in God's salvation.
能在永恒中被纪念的人，这样的福气比人生中短暂的这种一帆风顺来得更是有福啊。
To be a part in eternity much better than the transient prosperity in this life.
好，我们一起来读罗马书四章六到八节。
Rome chapter 4, 6 to 8.
请。
David said the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man who God credits righteousness apart from work. Blessed are those whose iniquity are forgiven and whose sin are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the God will not count against him.
保罗说引用的是出自诗篇三十二篇一到二节，我们来读原来出处。
So Paul quoted Psalm 32, 1 to 2. Blessed is whenever transgression are forgiven, whose sin are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
好，那我们可以看见说，这一些能够离弃罪恶的，这些能够心里没有诡诈，这些是当我们的罪可以得到赦免，成为义人而脱离罪恶。
We were forgiven our sins and credited as righteous.
并且蒙神的拯救而能够得享永生。
Not only away from sin, but also receive the salvation of eternal life from God.
这样的福气远比得到世上任何的东西还要宝贵。
How wonderful and more precious than any worldly blessing.
难怪保罗他经历主恩的滋味，蒙神拯救之后，他一生所追求的不再是世人所称羡的名利、财富、知识、地位、身份等。
No wonder once Paul tasted grace and salvation from God, he rather had Jesus than fame, fortune, wealth, knowledge, status, privilege in this world.
反而他宁愿丢弃这些成就，看作粪土，为了要得到基督，成为他的至宝。
He regarded these as dirt. Jesus was his ultimate blessing and treasure.
因为这才是最大的财富，最大的福气。
So these are the ultimate blessing and treasure.
一个蒙恩得救而属神的人，其实他已经就是最有福分的人。
So once saved by grace, he belongs to God.
不管他是家财万贯，还是一贫如洗，他都是蒙福的。
Whether rich or poor, he is the most blessed person.
因为一个真正属神的人，他就会时常受到神的保护与看顾。
因为 God will keep him.
就算有时可能我们也会软弱跌倒，或是经不起撒旦的诱惑，又回到世界爱世界胜过爱神了。
So even though he can be weak and stumble and go back to his old self, love the world.
这时候神仍会管教。
God will discipline him.
而且即便在神的管教当中，他仍然是有福的。
Count discipline from God as blessing.
因为背后说明他仍是被神所深爱的。
It means God still loves him. Then God has not abandoned him.
我们看约伯书五章十七节这样说。
Job 5:17. Blessed is the man whom God corrects. So don't neglect the discipline of the Almighty.
正如我们深爱我们的孩子，我们就一定会管教他。
So we discipline our kids because we love them dearly.
目的就是为了让他将来更好。
It is to make them better.
而那些有被爱所管教的孩子，比起那些没有人管教的孩子，他们就是已经是最幸福的人了。
Discipline compared to kids that have nobody care is much better.
同样的，当我们还能够接受神爱的管教，背后就说明我们已经是蒙福的人了。
When God disciplines us, we are being blessed.
所以有一首歌，有一首歌叫做一生最美的祝福。
So a hymn about the most beautiful blessing in life.
说这一生最美的祝福，这一生最美的祝福
is knowing Jesus.
就是能认识主耶稣。
So it's knowing Jesus.
这一生最美的祝福，就是能信靠主耶稣。
So rely on Jesus.
走在高山或是深谷，他都会与你同行。这位全宇宙最伟大的君王，愿意时时刻刻亲自陪伴你奔行天路。
Whether in valley or mountain top, this Almighty King of the Universe is always with you, leading you on.
让你不再感到孤单寂寞，让你不被遗忘与丢弃。你能说这不是最大的祝福吗？
He will never leave you or forsake you. This is the ultimate blessing.
最后一个，蒙福不是能够免遭患难，而是能够慷慨的祝福别人。
Blessing is not simply avoid misfortune, but generously bless others.
让我们一起来读第三节，预备，请。
The person is like a tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whoever they do prosper.
好，栽种在溪旁水旁的树能够按时结果子，然后呢，叶子不枯干的这种生命力，并且所做的尽都顺利的这种好见证。哇，这真的是一幅蒙福人生的图画。
A tree planted by a stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, with vitality, prospered to be good witness. What a wonderful picture of blessed life.
然后每次读到诗篇第一篇呢，我们这一节就哇，在我们的这个想象的这个图画当中，我们也盼望能够得到这么大的福气。
That's all we hope for.
但是请注意哈，这里在强调了一点，是一种分享的生命。
Pay attention, this is a life of sharing.
怎么说呢？请问这棵树结果子要做什么？
Why yield fruit?
不是要自己吃，是要分享给别人吃，别人可以来吃它的果子。
To share and not just for yourself.
哇，周围的人看到有水果吃很开心啊。
So people around enjoy the fruit.
因为它的存在可以带来别人的喜悦。
The very existence brings pleasure to others.
还有他所做的尽都顺利。
Also prosperity.
那表示他所作为、他所负责、他所管理的这些事物都变得井然有序，成为美好。
Prosperity resulted from order and management.
这同样是带给周围环境的祝福啊。
Also brings blessing to its surroundings.
所以你看，只要有他在的地方，就有美好的事情要发生。
Good things happen wherever he goes.
哇，你说这样的人不是蒙福的人吗？
Is he blessed or not?
相反的，假如有人对你说，你的存在是多余的。
On the other hand, if someone told you your presence is unnecessary,
你是造成别人痛苦的根源。
You're the origin of my pain.
你是我胸口永远的痛。
You hurt my bosom always.
这是一首歌啦，就是我。那当别人对你这样的评价的时候，请问你这样还能够觉得自己很蒙福吗？
Will you feel blessed? Of course not.
当然不。保罗说，在使徒行传二十章三十五节这样说。
Paul said in Acts 20:35.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
In everything I did, I showed that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus Himself said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."
因为他相信耶稣的教导，成为一个能够施与别人的人，远比那只能够接受别人施舍的更有福气。
Paul believed Jesus' teaching and became a giver, more blessed than received.
好，假如你有选择的话，请问你要选择是当能够施与别人的人，还是只能接受别人施与的人？
If so, do you rather be a giver or taker?
两个都不要，都还是不理我。有几个是要施与，其他人都好，都无所谓。
So、
你要成为给予的人，还是要成为 受人施舍的人？
Giver or taker?
是，所以我相信我们都希望我们不但自己丰富有余，有额外的能力去祝福别人，是不是？
We all wish we have surplus to give and bless others.
所以我常说，我们人生最美的福分，并不是在于我们能够得到多大的好处。
I also said the best blessing in life is not about how much we receive.
而是能够成为别人的祝福。
By able to be blessing to others.
我们自己当我们还能够给别人的时候，不管多少，你要开心，你要觉得自己很蒙福，因为还能够给予别人。
So it's a blessing able to give.
我自己也立志要成为，也是我的座右铭，就是勉励自己一生要去成为祝福别人的人。
I have a wish and model to be blessing to others in my life.
而且我也鼓励大家这样做。
I encourage you all to do so.
因为不管你在世上活多久，或是你得到多少的东西，将来每一样你都带不走。
You can't take anything with you from this world when you leave.
但是你却可以留下许多非物质的东西，却非常宝贵的东西，那就是 别人因为你所得到的祝福。
But your blessing to others will stay behind.
这些祝福不会因为你的离去而停止。
And continue.
有这样的东西吗？
Is that so?
你当你仔细想一想，在你的人生所经历过的过程当中，可能有贵人相助的经验。
Think carefully. We all have received help.
可能借着对方对你说的一句话，或是对你所做的一件事情，成为你人生翻转，或是带给你一生极大的帮助。
Words of encouragement or certain action that turned your life around and helped you tremendously.
哇，这个是非常宝贵的，而且你也是非常珍惜的，是不是？
So you treasure those encounter.
那同样的，既然这个事情是这么样美好，你也要挑战自己，去成为一个能够祝福别人的人。
Consider seriously how you can bless others.
如此，你的一生将会觉得自己是多么的蒙福，多么的有意义。
Then your life will be meaningful and you feel blessed.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚是一位蒙福的人。
Jesus' mom Mary is a blessed person.
你会发现说，在圣经当中没有一个人，在没有一位人物，圣经所讲到的福气比她还多。
So she's the most blessed person in Bible.
我们来看路加福音一章四十一到四十八节。
In Luke 1, verse 41 to 48.
我们一起来读这个经文。
Let's read together.
请。
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her hand, and Elizabeth was filled with Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed among women, blessed is the child you bear. But why am I so favored that the man of the world should come to me? As soon as the source of my word, greeting, reached my ears, the body leaped in the words, Blessed is the one who believed the word, the safer, well accomplished.
按照经文的解释，万代啊，哇！全世界最有福气的人非他莫属了。
So she's the most blessed person in the world, generation after generation.
然而，当你仔细研究玛利亚的一生，你会发现她一生所遭遇的患难是相当悲惨的。
But her life was difficult and sad.
首先，她是背负一个未婚怀孕的羞辱与罪名。
First was the shame and sin of unwed pregnancy.
她要面对随时被石头打死的命运。
Punishable by stoning to death.
哦，幸好他的未婚夫约瑟在梦中被主显现，告诉他真相，所以把他迎娶过来，并且保护他。
Luckily, her fiancé Joseph knew the fact from a dream and took her in and protected her.
但是接下来倒霉的事情又发生了。你看，几百年才一次的户口普查，就偏偏在他要临产这个临盆前，这个要去报户口，长途跋涉，这简直是拿生命开玩笑。
Followed by the arduous long trek.For census before delivery, what a torture!
好，要临盆的时候，要生产的时候，居然还没地方住，必须把耶稣产在那个肮脏的马厩里面。
Since there was no place in the inn, Jesus was born in a dirty manger.
而耶稣出生更带来被屠杀的命运，害得他迫使他全家移民到埃及去，开始逃难的生活。
Then facing threat, death threat from newborn, they moved to Egypt as refugees.
好不容易度过危险，回到故乡拿撒勒，但是在耶稣十二岁的时候，在圣殿走丢了。
Upon return to Nazareth, Jesus was lost in the temple.
玛利亚伤心的找了三天三夜，终于找到了。没想到，似乎耶稣顶撞，被耶稣顶撞说：“你岂不知道我应当以父的事为念吗？”
It took Mary 3 days to find him. Then Jesus argued about, "Don't you know my Father's will?"
当然，玛利亚知道耶稣真实的身份，
She knew who Jesus was.
所以也就无所谓了。可是当耶稣三十岁出来传道的时候，当然该来的事还是要发生嘛，所以他就让他出来传道了。
So when Jesus started his ministry at 30 years old,
是毕竟自己的孩子，想念孩子，所以带着其他的弟弟啊，其他的孩子千里迢迢，终于找到耶稣了。
She missed her son and traveled far with the other son to see Jesus.
可是耶稣竟然没有当众表扬或是特别介绍他的家人，反而似乎很冷漠的对众人说：“听了神的道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄啊。”
Jesus did not acknowledge her and said indifferently to the multitude, "Whoever listened to God's word and practiced is my mom and brothers."
啊，这些都不要紧，因为玛利亚知道这些事迟早都会发生的，所以再大的委屈苦楚都可以忍。
Besides all these mishaps, they are all tolerable.
而人世间最大痛苦的事情，莫过于亲眼看见所爱的儿子死在他的面前。
The most painful thing was to see her beloved son died.
那耶稣要被钉十字架的时候，玛利亚居然也在其中，而没有选择回避这如刀割的一幕啊。
Mary was there when Jesus was crucified. She did not avoid.
可能我们很多讲都宁愿回避，都不要看，是不是？可是她却没有。
She didn't shy away.
你说她这样的一生怎么是蒙福的一生呢？
Would you consider her life a blessing?
若以世人的角度来看，应该是算最痛苦、最悲惨、最倒霉的人生，是不是？
So it's a sad and torturous life.
但是我要说，玛利亚她的一生是最蒙福的。
I still say she is the blessed.
因为首先她并没有悲惨的度过她人生下半场。因为有门徒约翰带进孝道。
The second part of her life was well taken care of by Apostle John.
首先，她的蒙福是因为她祝福了耶稣，完成人类最大的使命。
Because she blessed Jesus to fulfill His mission.
光是这份至高的荣誉，她一生就值得了。
So that's worthwhile.
好，再来，我们看她在推动初代教会复兴的当中，她成为最重要的功臣。
So she was also an integral part of first century church.
当耶稣复活升天之后，群龙无首。这时候，玛利亚带着耶稣其他的弟弟与所有的门徒聚集在马可楼祷告。
So when Jesus ascended to heaven, she prayed with others and waited.
我们可以想象哈，这些门徒呢，谁不都不服谁。
So there's arguments among disciples.
哦，耶稣的母亲，我想大家都可以服气了。
So,
耶稣的母亲那时候可能年纪只有，可能差不多只有五十岁而已。
So Mary was about 50 around that time.
因为她才可能16岁就怀孕生耶稣，耶稣定死的时候33岁，所以算一算她也才可能只有40岁50岁哈，很年轻的。可是那时候她却做了一件事情，改变世界。120人在那里聚集祷告，她在那里带领。
She was 16 when she delivered Jesus.And Jesus lived for 33 years. So counting the mass, she was about 49, 50 years old. And she led the prayer among hundreds of people after Jesus passed away.
120人在那里马可楼在那里祷告，等候圣灵降临而改变了全世界。
They prayed and waited Holy Spirit descend upon the world.
她是一位不屈不挠的勇者。
She was a warrior.
她的生命活出了坚强，成为世世代代的楷模。
Model for future generation.
她热心分享她的一生来造就耶稣完成使命。
So devoted her life to help Jesus fulfill his mission.
她没有以人的感情来拦阻神的事工。
He did not hinder God's work with personal feeling.
并且她推动初代信徒的火热。
Build up early fervent believers.
她没有用超越的权，用那种高越权柄。但是始终在默默的在背后默默耕耘。
So he worked in the background.
他勇敢的完成在地上他仍有的使命，直到最后。
Continue her worldly mission till the end.
成为世世代代不朽的榜样。
As role model for generations to come.
所以我们看见玛利亚的蒙福不是在今生的物质享受，而是在永恒当中的无私摆上与奉献。
She was not blessed with material pleasure.
是周围的人因她而得到祝福。
So she served and others on her behalf selflessly.
虽然她一生的过程当中是那样的艰苦。
She had a tough life.
但我们想一想，这正如西边的树，它能够结实满满的这个祝福，但是背后那个辛苦的过程是不被看见的。
She was a tree along the stream that bear fruits. We may not see the process.
就算日子再艰苦，然而玛利亚仍无怨无悔，用她的生命慷慨地来祝福别人。
No matter how difficult, Mary did not complain and give her life to bless others without regret.
难怪她能够被称为是最有福的。
No wonder she's called the most blessed.
最后，我鼓励我们大家每一个都成为蒙福的人，因为我们都需要。成为一个蒙福的人。
We all need to be blessed.
因为那是神的心意。
Because that's the will of God.
这世上有太多的不幸，需要我们去成为祝福。
There are so many misfortunes in this world. We need to bless others.
我们也看见人世间所追求的福气，可能与圣经中的祝福不同。
But worldly blessing is different from biblical blessing.
因为属世的福气永远比不上属灵的福气。
And no comparison to spiritual blessing.
当我们拥有一个健康的蒙福观，它就可以帮助我们改变对人生目标的追求，进而我们可以成为一个真正蒙福的人。
Healthy view on blessing will change your goal in life, and you will be truly blessed.
所以原来蒙福不是我们进入富贵。
Blessing is not about fortune.
而是我们能够彻底脱离罪恶
，but completely away from sins。
那是因为我们可以拥有得胜的权柄。
Now we can own the authority to overcome。
这个蒙福也不是能够丰我们自己丰衣足食。
Blessings is not enough food and clothing。
而是能够得到神的救恩
，but about receiving salvation from God。
因为那是我们可以得到一个有福的确据。
Because we have blessed assurance。
而且蒙福也不是免遭患难。
Blessings is not without mishap,
而是能够慷慨地祝福他人
but generously blessing others.
因为那是我们可以活出精彩的人生
to live an abundant life.
让我们改变我们过去对蒙福错误的理解与期待
Let's correct the past misunderstanding.
以至于我们对未来人生的追求可以迈向一个正确的方向
so that we can pursue a correct direction for blessing for future.
也许你已经是一个蒙福的人，而你自己却一直不知道。
Perhaps you don't even know you are blessed.
让我们珍惜我们所拥有的一切，彼此勉励与取喜。
Let's cherish what we have, encourage each other with hope.
都拥有一个健康的蒙福观。
To have a healthy view on being blessed.
让我们的生活活得更有意义，更加美好。
Live a more meaningful and better life.
除了可以荣耀神，也能够祝福我们周围的人，你们说好不好？
Not just glorify God, but also bless the people around us.
Let's
arise and respond with the hymn 436, Name Me a Blessing.
在神